Thanks, Brother Ricardo, for wonderful testimony.
事实上，有一天的晚上，我那个吐得很厉害。
Actually, one night I vomit violently.
我跟我太太说,
I told my wife,
你可不可以准备我的证件, 我们要到急诊室去。
So can you prepare my ID so that I can go to the emergency room?
那我那时候想起来, 我就打电话给Ricardo弟兄。
Then I called Brother Ricardo.
我说我现在需要你为我祷告。
So I need you to pray for me.
我相信他马上祷告了。
I believe he prayed immediately for me.
后来我就没有去医院了。
Then I did not need to go to the emergency room.
所以他是一个在圣灵的医治上面他有恩典的。
So he had a talent for healing.
这是一个属灵的礼物。
So it's a gift from God.
所以如果弟兄姐妹你们在医治上面需要这位弟兄为你在主里服事的话，你可以跟他交通。
So even in healing ministry, you can talk to Brother Ricardo.
事实上他已经在我们教会已经有几位，他为他们祷告过了。Actually,
he's been praying for many of the brothers and sisters here.
因为上帝会做奇妙的事情。God
will perform miracles through us.
好，我们今天要大家分享的题目是生命的粮。So
today's message is the bread of life.
在我们进入这个主题之前呢，我要用
I'll give you some geography lessons so that we can understand a little bit better.
在这个地方，这个地方当作是一个加利利的海。
So we can see the center is the Sea of Galilee.
从北边是约旦河流到加利利海。
Up north, River Jordan empty into the Sea of Galilee.
然后呢，这个加利利海的水呢就
Then Sea of Galilee flow into another tributary of Jordan River, then into Mediterranean, Death Sea.
这个加利利海呢，的东边呢是叫做一个城市叫伯塞大。To
the east is the city of Bethesda.
在西边的话呢，约旦河这西边呢是加百农。And
to the west, Capernaum.
然后在这个下面的这个地方有个小地方，叫做提比利亚。Further
south is Tiberias.
所以在这附近的湖的这个附近的地方，他们也在圣经里面也叫做提比利亚海。So
there's that's why they always sometimes call it the Tiberias Sea.
那整个来讲的话，这整个大的地方是叫做加利利湖或加利利海。So
they call the whole area Sea of Galilee.
接下来我们来看圣经在约翰福音第六章二十二节。So
that's John chapter 6 verses
22. 第二日站在海那边的众人知道那里没有别的船，只有一只小船，又知道耶稣没有同他的门徒上船，乃是门徒自己去的。The
next day the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples. But that they had gone away alone.
接下来23节说，然而有几只小船从提比利亚来，靠近主祝谢后分饼给人吃的地方。Then
some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks.
众人见耶稣和他的门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百农去找耶稣。
Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciple were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. So let's go back to the map. So Jesus performed five loaves and two fish in Bethesda.
当他行完神迹的时候，众人都要来强逼他做王。
Because after performing the miracle, the people forced him to be king.
所以这个时候耶稣呢，就把他的门徒呢，就叫他们上了这一只小船，叫他们离开，事实上叫他们要往加百农的地方去。So
that's why he asked his disciple get into a boat and headed for Capernaum.
然后耶稣自己呢，就往伯塞大的山上去祷告。
And he went to the mountainside close to Bethesda to pray.
上一次我们读到他们这个门徒在海上呢摇橹非常的辛苦，因为船风很大。
Because it was storming, that's why the disciple labored to cross the sea.
在半夜里面，这个船没有办法往前行的时候，耶稣呢就走在海面上，然后上了船。
In the middle of the night, because they couldn't go any further, Jesus walked on water and entered the boat.
然后上了船以后，他们很马上就到了加百农去了。
Then they reached Capernaum.
今天就是这里讲的第二天，就是这时候呢，有一些的人呢。在这个地方找不到耶稣。
Next day, they couldn't find Jesus.
然后呢，从提比利亚这个海的人呢，就坐着船来到了伯赛大，要来找耶稣。
So that's why some people from Tiberia riding a boat to Bethsaida to search for Jesus.
因为他们知道在当时这里只有一条船，那也就是门徒所上的那条船。
Because they know there's only one boat for the disciples only.
所以在伯赛大这个地方的人要找耶稣，从提比利亚这么远的地方到这个地方的人也是要来找耶稣。
The people from far away from Tiberia also searching for Jesus.
所以他们在这个地方找不到耶稣以后，他们就上了船呢，就来到了加百农。
So they couldn't find Jesus, so they entered the boat, came to Capernaum.
他们到了加百农的时候就遇到了耶稣了，找到了。
So they found Jesus there in Capernaum.
所以这个事情的发生是这样的一个过程。
So that's the process how it happened.
圣经这里讲到说，既在海那边找着了，就是在加百农的地方找着了，就对耶稣说：“拉比，是几时到这里来的？”
When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get there?"
可以讲这些人是不远千里而来，要找的就是要找耶稣。
So they searched far and low for Jesus.
要划这个船，要一直到划，也是需要相当费功夫的。
It took an effort to take the boat to reach there.
今天我们要来讲一件的事情，就是说耶稣要把一个很重要、很重要的真理要告诉这些人。
Jesus trying to tell important truths to them.
但是这个真理呢，对人来讲的话是很难了解、很难接受的。
But it's incomprehensible to most.
好像老鹰要跟地上的鸡呢来讲天空翱翔的时候的事情。
Just like probably a chicken couldn't appreciate eagle eye from above.
要告诉地上的人说天上的事情是什么是很困难的。
Just like us people on earth couldn't understand what happened in heaven.
就好像上帝要来告诉人属天的事情是很辛苦的。
Just like God couldn't tell us what happened in the heaven.
但是耶稣为了要把这个真理给这些人，所以他行了一个五饼二鱼的神迹。
Jesus wanted to tell them the truth. That's why he performed the 5 loaves and 2 fish miracles.
那五饼二鱼的神迹呢？他喂饱了男人就5000人。
He fed 5,000 men.
那再加上妇女跟孩子的话，那就上万人了。
Plus children and women, probably over 10,000.
那当大家在那里吃那个饼跟那个鱼的时候，
When they ate,
他们想到了一件事情，就是说：“哇，跟随耶稣真好，吃的事情可以解决了。”
Probably thought it's good to follow Jesus, so they be filled.
那耶稣又可以医治疾病
，and Jesus can heal the sick.
那可以给我吃，又可以医治我的话，那这种人当然是可以做我的王。
Of course, he's qualified to be king.
所以过了一个晚上，大家又回来。要来找耶稣。
So overnight, they were searching for Jesus again.
耶稣借这样的做这样的事情，在这个时间里面，他要把一个很重要的事情要告诉这些人。
But he tried to get across an important point.
那我们来想想看，这些不远千里而来的，费了这么大功夫的，来到了加百农，终于找到了耶稣。
For those people taking such effort to reach Jesus.
他们遇见耶稣的时候，他们对耶稣非常客气的说：“拉比，是几时到这里来的
？”So they said, Rabbi, when did you get here?
这是一个很尊敬的，就是老师啊，你什么时候到这个地方来
？It's kind of showing respect to a teacher.
因为他们费了很大的功夫去找他，都找不到。
Because it took them quite some effort to look for Jesus.
我们来想想看，如果有一个这样的人来寻找你，很谦卑的称你是老师，而且他们确实付了很大的代价到处找你，终于找到他们，却他们这样的要 问候耶稣。
If there's a person humble himself and looking for you and ask for you when they found you,
我们一般这样有这样的情况的时候，我们怎么用什么态度回答人呢？
How would we respond?
我们来看下面耶稣怎么回答这一些费很大功夫好不容易终于找到耶稣而且很尊敬他的人，耶稣怎么样的回答他们。
Let's read further.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因为见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, you are looking for me not because you saw miraculous sign, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill.
这句话你如果是当事人，你听起来是什么感觉呢？
If you were there, what would you feel?
我这么样谦卑，我这么样付代价来找你，结果他跟耶稣跟他说，你们找我并不是因为见神迹，是因为你们吃饼得饱。
They humbled themselves, took effort, but Jesus said, "You're looking for me because you ate loaves and have your fill."
如果今天有人找我们的教堂，终于走了很多迷路，然后终于找到教堂进来了。
If there's a person took some effort, probably got lost along the way, and finally reached our church.
然后呢，我跟他见面的时候呢，我跟他讲说，我实实在在告诉你，你找到我们教堂啊，并不是因为听见了什么道，是因为中午有一顿免费的午餐。
And they said, well, you came here just for the free lunch for today.
你看他听起来舒服不舒服
？So what would you think?
他脸一抹啊，身体一转，他一定会走的。
Most likely, you will probably turn around and left.
你想，耶稣，你怎么讲这种话，在这个时候呢
？Why Jesus says so?
注意。每当耶稣说我实实在在告诉你的时候，就是说有一件很重要的事情你必须要知道的事情。
When Jesus said I tell the truth, you have to pay attention.
所以耶稣看不看人的情面呢？
Does Jesus care about your feeling?
其实不是因为情面这件事情，
It's not about your feeling.
因为有一件事情比这个情面还重要千万倍的事情。
Because something much more important than your feeling.
也就是耶稣说，我知道你花了这么大代价要来找我，是因为我可以解决你认为民生的问题。
Because you thought I can solve your daily problem, eating and drinking.
但是这里有一件事情比你的民生问题还要重要的。
But something more important here.
虽然你根本没有办法了解。
Even though you don't know yet.
所以耶稣用这样的话，所以我相信当耶稣这样讲话的时候，他们一定会冲击说，到底你在讲什么？
So probably in their mind, why are you talking like this?
接下来耶稣就告诉他们说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval.
所以他们是为着食物这件事情来，所以也就是说他们的脑子里面呢，食物这件事情是一个 很重要的一件事情，是他们非常想知道 很关心的一件事情。
They came for food because food is very important to them.
所以因为他们很关心的事情，能够借这样的事情吸引了他们的兴趣来到耶稣的面前。
It concerned them that what attracted them to Jesus.
而且耶稣已经喂饱他，昨天晚上已经喂饱过他们了。
And Jesus fed them last night.
所以他们也享受到主的恩典。
So they enjoyed the grace.
借这样你享受过恩典了，但是呢，我不让你停留在你所经历的恩典上面。我因为还有一个事情比这个还要重要。
Because Jesus wants to give them something even more important than that.
那主耶稣也说，既然你觉得这件事情对你这么重要，我就从这个地方当做话题，我要把你引进。到我真正要告诉你的真理。
So feeding you just the starting point for the truth I'm about to tell you.
我们在这里也要来思想一件事情，像我们来聚会，你所要的是什么？
Why we come here to worship? What do we want out of this worship?
我不希望我们只是来这边只是为着要吃一点东西得 得到满足而来聚会。
I don't want you to come here for the food.
我不希望你们只是来这边以为我来这边听一个很好的演讲，很有趣的一个话题，成为你的目的。
Or just an interesting sermon.
一定还有一个耶稣要让你知道的实实在在的要告诉你的事情。
But something that Jesus really wants to tell you.
许多的人来到教堂的时候没有听到耶稣要实实在在告诉你的事情，他就回去了。
A lot of people came here, did not get what Jesus really wanted to tell you.
他们可能吃到一点饼。
Maybe they have some.
他们回去了。
Loafed, then left.
回去的时候还甚至会埋怨说：“哎呀，今天的菜做的不好。”
Maybe they complain, well, it's not enough food to go around today.
或者是做的不错，我下次还要再来吃一次。
Or maybe it's good, so I'll come back next time.
或者是说这个道讲的，哎，这个地方好像不太对，那个地方不够风趣。
Or maybe the sermon is not interesting enough.
但是有没有听到耶稣实实在在要告诉你的事情？
But have you listened what Jesus wants to tell you through the sermon?
我们人是有盲点的。
We all have blind spot.
我们常常想看见或想听见的事情呢，那个事情就会变得很大。
Sometimes think a puff up to what they really are.
所以我们的注意力呢，只要跟这个有关的我才会听得进去，其他好像跟这个没有，我自己有兴趣的事情没有关的，我就把它放到一边去了。
Sometimes you just tunnel vision of what interests you and neglect the rest.
所以这样的情况之下，有时候我们就听不到那位耶稣实实在在要告诉你的事情。
In such a situation, sometimes we could not get the message from Jesus.
当主耶稣告诉因着那个饼的事情，他来到面前说：“耶稣抓住这样的机会，要跟他讲一个很重要的事情。”
Jesus wants to use a five loaves and two fish to tell them something more important.
因为你现在很关心的是食物的事情。
Because you're concerned about the food.
所以耶稣借着这件事情，好，那我告诉你，你不要为那个必定会坏的食物来劳碌奔跑。
Do not work for food that spoils.
你要为那个存到永生的食物来劳力。
But for food that endures to eternal life.
你看耶稣这样一讲这个话的时候，这些人耳朵听到的是什么呢？
So what did they listen after Jesus said so?
事实上他们没有听到耶稣真正要讲的东西。
They listened but they did not hear.
我们来看他们这些人回答耶稣的时候，你就可以抓到说他们当时听到的是什么。
You can tell from their response.
众人问他说，我们当行什么才算做神的工？
Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?"
所以我们现在注意看，他们这样回答，也就是他们听到耶稣讲话了，里面他们只抓到哪一个部分呢？
They only listen to part of what Jesus really wanted to tell them.
我想问大家，你觉得那些众人他们当时听到了是听到耶稣讲话的哪一个部分？
What did you think the point they got?
是哪一个部分？
So which part?
因为他们马上问耶稣的话说，我们当怎样行什么，对不对？
So they ask, what must we do?
所以他们听到了行什么，也就是他们听到耶稣说什么，不要为这些，他都不重要，他听到了重点就是劳力这件事情。
What matters, the work.
不管是必坏的食物或者是存到永生的食物，他说要为这个或不为这个劳力这个事情，所以劳力这个做事情这件事情成为他听到的焦点。
So they concentrated on work.
所以他一听到说耶稣说，不管是会坏的不会坏的，要不要劳力呢？那个劳力的到底在做些什么事情
？So they talk about food that spoils eternal life. It's about work for those things.For the food.
所以除了这个要劳力要做什么事情的事情，其他耶稣所讲的话他们没有进入他们 的脑海里面。
They didn't get anything else other than work.
所以在这里就是说，当耶稣要讲他的道，属天的道，地上的人只注意他想知道的事情的话，你听不见神的声音的。
So Jesus tried to express the heavenly truth, but people on earth couldn't get it.
但是耶稣没有放弃。
But Jesus did not give up.
好，你们来的时候，你们是为着食物来的。好，我就用你所有兴趣的食物当做话题。
You came for food, so I just use that as a starting point for conversation.
我借着食物，我告诉你，有一种是必坏的食物，还有一个是存到永生的食物。
Through food, I compare that some spells, but some have eternal life.
你的兴趣是食物，我现在用食物把你引到存到永生的食物。
So Jesus tried to use the food to attract you to eternal life.
他们有没有跟着耶稣的步伐在走呢？
Did they follow Jesus?
并没有。
They did not follow his thought.
所以他们听到就是要做什么事情。
But they only thought about work.
好，既然你们所注意的就是要做什么事情，耶稣说：“好，那你焦点在这里，我也从这个焦点来告诉你真理是什么。”
So Jesus go along and concentrate on work as well.
所以耶稣接下来回答说：“信神所差来的，就是做神的工。”
Jesus answered, "The work of God is this: to believe in the one He has sent."
所以这个时候，他们的焦点是要做什么？做什么？好，那你既然要讲做什么，那我来告诉你做什么。
They concentrate on work. Then Jesus told them what to work.
好，他告诉他们说要做什么？这个事情是什么？是信神所差来的。
To work is to believe in the one He has sent.
当耶稣讲完说信神所差来的这件事情上，他们的兴趣放在哪里呢？
So what's the important point about belief in the one he has sent?
他们仍然是有兴趣的焦点，他们只听到，没有注意的地方他们就忽略过去了。
So they focus on what they want to hear but neglect what Jesus really want to tell them.
我们从下面他们的回话，我们又可以看出来当时他们的注意力是放在哪里。
So we can see their focus from another verse.
这些众人他们又说，你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你，你到底做什么事呢？
So they asked him, what miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?
所以这些人当时听到耶稣的话，他听到哪一个部分？哪一个部分他没有听到呢？
So they heard Jesus, but which part they got into their mind?
所以他们才会用这样的话来问耶稣。
That's why they asked Jesus.
你行什么神迹？
What miraculous sign?
所以注意看，刚才耶稣说信神所差来的。
Believe in the one he has sent.
这些人只听到哪个部分呢？
So which part they listen into?
他们听到了就是神所差来的。
He has sent.
所以呢，这个因为他们的焦点是放在说。神所差来的这件事情，说，所以他们就问说，那你行什么神迹可以证明你是神所差来的？
So they focus on the one he has sent. That's why the miracle sign will be performed by the one he has sent.
所以叫我们看见你所行的神迹，那这样的话呢，我们就能够信你。
With miracle sign you give that we may see it and believe you.
所以他们的重点又放到是你要证明，你要行神迹来证明你是神所差来的。
Now they focus on the miracle sign to prove he's the one that God sent.
他们又漏掉了什么事情呢？
So what was missing?
就是信这件事情。
Believe, that's the one.
他们要看见神迹。
They want to see, but they neglect belief.
所以我们自己有时候要给自己一个自知之明，就是说我很可能没有听到耶稣要告诉我那个实实在在的事情，我以为我听到了。
So sometimes he'll realize you may miss the point that Jesus is trying to get across to us.
事实上，耶稣有没有行过神迹呢？在他们面前有没有行过呢
？Has Jesus performed miracle before?
有没有
？Has he?
昨天才做。
It's only from yesterday.
五饼二鱼喂饱了上万的人。
So 5 loaves and 2 fish fed more than 10,000.Yesterday.
所以在这里我们要注意一件事情，就是说耶稣行了这样的神迹，他们还看不见这个是神迹。
So with such miracle they still ask for more.
因为他们的观念中认为神迹一定是这种方式才叫神迹，这种方式那就不是神迹。
They have a preconceived idea about miracles.
我们今天来到这里聚会的路上，你看到鸟语花香，你看得到是神迹吗？
So when you come here, you see the birds and the trees. Can you see miracle among them?
你来到教堂的时候，你发现这许许多多弟兄姐妹在那里忙这个忙这个服务，没有付任何钱给他们的。
So brothers and sisters here serve freely.
这个是不是神迹啊？
Are those miracles?
都看不见。
You see, but you didn't realize.
这个就是我们有时候我们看认为神迹一定要这种方式才叫做神迹，所以我们就变成只能被局限在这个范围里面，其他周围的事情发生我们看不见的。
We have our preconceived concept about miracle and something else, then we cannot see it.
所以这些百姓呢，他们又继续的问，继续的提一件事情。
So they ask more.
所以这些人他们就说，我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，如经上写着说，他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。
Our forefather ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.
因为他们要耶稣行神迹来证明他是神所差来的。
So they want more miracle to prove he was sent by God.
耶稣五饼二鱼呢，是在地上喂的。
Five loaves and fish was on the earth.
他说，这个可能还不够资格当神迹。
So they don't think that's miracle enough.
他说，我们的祖宗，我们的经验里面呢，我们的祖宗经验过，是那个吃的玛纳是从天上降下来的。
Because their forefather got manna from heaven.
那这种从天上降下来，这个才叫做神迹。
Bread from heaven, that's a true miracle.
如果你只是在地上这样喂饱的话，这五饼二鱼呢，这不够资格成为我们认为的神迹。
So you fed 5,000 on earth didn't mean real miracle to us.
所以他们要质问这位耶稣，就是说，你到底行什么神迹，叫我们信你是神所差来的？
So they question about the miracle that Jesus performed, so that he was the one sent by God.
那这样的话呢，我们就信，如果你确实能够行那个神迹，我们就可以信你是神所差来，那我们就做了神的工。
So they still want to work. They want to check on the miracle.
那就做了神的工的话，我们就能够享受到存到永生的食物。
So they think they can work for the miracle.
所以如果你从这条系列来想的话，他们里面有一个观念，就是叫做交换的观念。
So that's a just stream of thought, kind of exchange.
我做了工，所以你给我永生的食物。
So I work in exchange for eternal food.
他们一直没有听到耶稣不断的在那里讲，就是说，我要人子要赐给你们的食物。
So actually, he did not realize it was given to by them to God.
是我要免费给你们的。
So it's a freely given by God.
他们一直没有听得到耶稣在讲的话。
They never listened to this part.
但是耶稣没有放弃他们。
But Jesus did not give up.
所以接下来耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在告诉你们。”那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上的真粮赐给你们。
Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven.
这件神迹对犹太人来讲是一个能够夸口很骄傲的一件事情。
So Jewish can boast about some miracle.
因为四十年他们在旷野的地方没有任何食物可以吃。
Because 40 years in wilderness they have no food.
因为旷野的地方没有办法耕种。
There's no farming in the desert.
那四十年是神从天上降下玛纳来喂养他们。
So God provide manna from heaven to provide for them.
当他们在提这个神迹的时候，他说我们的祖先。
So that's why they're talking about our forefathers.
所以主耶稣要很清楚的指出来，那个玛纳不是摩西。能够赐下来的。
That's why he said the manna was not given by Moses.
是这位耶和华上帝从天上降下来的。
But my Father.
所以事实上，从整个的系列来讲，这些犹太人的思想里面，他只注重的那些点，没有办法听见了解耶稣要告诉他们的真理。
So for Israelite, they bark at the wrong tree, didn't pay attention to the real point.
但是耶稣一直掌握着他们所兴趣的话题为中心呢，不断借这样的方式呢吸引他们，但是呢要把真理告诉他们。
But Jesus still tried to attract them to the real truth.
末了，耶稣说：“因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。”
For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
因为他们的兴趣是食物。
Because their interest in food.
所以到了耶稣的面前。
Came to Jesus' presence.
既然到了我的面前，我借着你们的兴趣呢，我要告诉你们，有必坏的食物，还有存到永生的食物。
Since you're here, so I mentioned to you, there's a food to spoil and food for eternal life.
所以在这个地方讲说，你要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Then they'll talk about work for the food for eternal life.
弟兄姐妹，什么叫做存到永为存到永生的食物劳力呢？
So how can you spread? How can you store the bread of eternity to work for them?
如果从神学的角度的话，那你又想说，哎，那不是靠信吗？为什么要劳力呢？
So it's faith. It's righteousness by faith. Why we need to work for it?
因信而称义的话，那是单单因着信，单单因着领受而被称义。
Because they reckon righteousness through faith.
那为什么要劳力呢？
Then why do we need to work for it?
难道你不会觉得有冲突吗？
There seems to be some conflict.
在这里来讲，这个劳力我要做一个解释。
I had to explain why you need to labor for it.
在这里讲到这个食物是你要吃的。
You need to eat the food.
我请问弟兄姐妹，你吃东西要不要劳力？要不要花功夫把它吃下去
？Do you need labor or effort to eat?
如果给你一盘一小盘的菜的话呢，你吃的你不会觉得所谓叫劳力。
So if you just have a little dish.Probably you don't think you labor enough.
如果今天中午每一个人都发五磅的牛肉让你吃，你就知道什么叫做劳力了。
So if we force you to eat 5 pounds of beef, then you know you need to labor to finish the 5 pounds of beef.
主耶稣的救恩呢，就像五磅重的牛肉牛排。
So Jesus' grace is just like 5 pounds steak.
你没有去做，你没有去赚取这五磅的牛肉。
So you didn't work for the 5 pounds of steak.
是主耶稣做好拿到你的面前。
Jesus prepared for you and gave it to you.
你要花功夫慢慢的把它吃下去。
But it takes effort to finish it.
这个就是这意思。你要用这样的为那存到永生的食物来劳力。
That's what we meant to labor.
这个吃下去怎么吃呢？用信的方法把它吃下去。
So what's the proper way to eat? By belief.
所以这个讲到劳力是这个意思，不是那个要去做工作的。所以那些人一直认为说要做工，因为耶稣要用你人能够懂的言语来解释一个你没有办法懂的事情。
So that's why sometimes we don't understand about the labor.
因为事实上，因为耶稣讲完说要为那存到永生的食物劳力，他马上接下来下一句话，他马上讲就是人子要赐给你们的。
So, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you.
所以刚才讲的，他们听到了只有劳力这个事情变成重点，他们没有听到耶稣实实在在要告诉他们说，人子要赐给你们的。他没有注意到，听不到主耶稣所讲的话。
So they concentrate on work, but they didn't realize which the Son of Man will give you.
接下来耶稣还讲说，因为人子是父神所印证的。
On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval.
这个是最重要的一件事情。
That's the most important part, the seal of approval.
注意，在这里如果他们听进去了，说人子是父神所印证的，接下来他们就不会问说，你要做什么事情来证明你是从神那里来的。
If they realize the seal of approval by Father, then they won't ask, how do you believe?How can we believe you are the one who's sent by God?
所以我们这里要思想一件事情，弟兄姐妹，我们以为我们听，我们以为我们读，我们以为我们懂了。
Sometimes you have to meditate. Did we really understand? Did we really realize? Even though we studied the Bible.
有的人说，我得到了一半的真理，这个还不就根本不是真理。
Half truth is no truth at all.
所以我们听上帝的话的时候，要很注意的、留心的听，让他把话整个的要给我们的，我们都要领受。
So when we listen to God's word, we have to pay attention to take everything.
不是听到了那个让我觉得有喜欢的，我就把那一个部分拿接受，其他好像觉得无关紧要，甚至不喜欢的，我就放到一边去了。
Not just taking the bits that you like.
所以他们才会反反复复在那里问这些问题。
So neglect the rest. That's why they keep on asking on and on and on.
所以到末了的时候，主耶稣说，我父要从天上把真的粮赐给这个世界生命的。
So that's why eventually he said the God will send the real food to you.
那也就是说，这个生命要给这个世界，表示这个世界是有生命吗？
So Jesus wants to give eternal life, which means the world has life.
如果这个世界已经有了生命，是耶稣所讲的生命的话，他就不需要，我们就不需要从天上降下。
If we have the life that Jesus is referring to, then he doesn't need to give it from heaven.
那有的人说，有啊，地上有很多的生命啊，我也有生命啊。
Well, you may say, I have life, and there's many live animal on earth.
但这个生命就是像那个必坏的食物的生命。
But it's life to spoil.
他还讲的是永生的生命。
And Jesus talked about eternal life.
这是父要赐给的，是白白免费要给的。
This is God gave us freely.
而且这个粮呢，是神自己给的，是神自己的粮。
So God gave it to us by Himself.
我不知道是什么东西吸引你来到耶稣的面前。
I don't know what attracts you to the presence of Jesus.
可能就像有些人吃了饼得饱，有些我需要，我现在有一个困难，哎呀，借着祷告解决了。
Some may think, okay, I have some difficulty, I prayed, and it got solved.
这可能就是那个饼。
Maybe that's just the loaf.
但是这个饼呢，吃过了以后就饿了。
So you get hungry after.
我那个困难解决了，就过去了。
Because one difficulty solved.
下一个困难还会再来的。
Another one will come.
那还有呢，我看见了神迹。
I saw miracle.
这个也是很不错的。
It's good.
表示你心灵的眼睛打开了。
Because your eyes were open to miracle.
你开始能够明白上帝的作为。
So you understand God's behind it.
但是这个还不是主的满足的。
But that's not what fills you.
主真正的满足是你要找到他。
You need to looking for Jesus.
所以耶稣讲了一句话说，你们来找我，并不是因为见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
Because you come to me, not for the miraculous sign, because you're ate and filled.
能够真正满足耶稣的是，你借着这些事情，但是你找到了这位耶稣。
The real thing is looking for Jesus, and you found him.
如果你只单单停留在看见神迹的话，还不是耶稣的满足。
If you remain at the stage of seeing miraculous sign,
耶稣承认我们是有软弱，所以制造这样饼得饱的机会给我们，叫这样的吸引让我们能够来到他的面前。
Jesus gave us the opportunity so that we can eat and fill.
你来思想你自己，你常常是停留在哪个阶段呢？
You have to think about which stage you're at.
如果只是停留在吃饼得饱的话，这个是起步的阶段。
If you're at the stage of ate and filled, that's just the starting point.
我想耶稣的心里很盼望是这样，当他们在吃饼的时候说，就能够想到，哎，这个一定是神才能够做的。
So they just want you to think when you ate the loaf, you're thinking about God, because only God can perform miracle.
知道这个是神迹的时候，应该下一步要问说，那行神迹的是哪一位？
Then you should think who performed miracle.
有的人只要是奇迹，他都接受。
Some just take whatever miracle comes along.
像中国话讲，有奶的就是娘。
So just like you only go for the milk.
不管哪一种宗教，只要他能够行出神迹来，完了我都相信。
As long as there's a miracle, I believe that the religion.
如果只停留在这个阶段，也是很可惜的。
So it's a pity you stay at that stage.
基督徒也可能像其他的宗教徒一样，就是找寻找神迹而已。
So Christian can be just religious looking for miracles.
但是耶稣是 你如果知道这个饼可以得饱，你应该思想这是神所做的。
So you should know God performed miracle.
既然是神所做的，那我一定要来到那位成就这个神迹的这位上帝。
So you should come to God instead of just looking for miracle.
所以这样的话，我们在日常的生活经历里面，我如果不管我是得到饼，或者我看见神迹，我至终一定要到主的面前来。
So no matter whether you saw loaf or saw miracle, you have to come to the presence of Jesus.
你真的相信他是神所差来的吗？
You really believe Jesus was sent by God?
你真的相信吗？
Do you really believe?
如果真的相信的时候，你就能够分辨什么是必坏的食物，什么是存到永生的食物。
Then you can differentiate the food that spoils and food that endures to eternal life.
接下来我们就要来认识，我们以为我们要在神跟神之间的关系要靠着我的劳力。
You may think you need to work for your relationship to God.
这样的话，我借着我的劳力呢，我就能够做神的工。
So you want the work of God.
但是耶稣说，不是的，你信神所差来的。
But you need to believe in the one God sent.
主耶稣的话讲得更明白，说信神所差来的就是做神的工。
Because belief in the one God sent is the work of God.
这个真理你接受得了吗？
Can you accept this truth?
你能够真的顺服这个真理吗？
Can you obey the truth?
那是不是有人就又问了一个问题，说那我只要信我就什么都不做吗？
What about just believe and do nothing?
所以这个地方是不是有一个距离呢？
Is there a gulf between them?
原因出在哪里呢？
So why so?
那为什么耶稣要讲这样的话呢？
Why Jesus say so?
说你只要信神所差来的，这就是做神的工。
Why Jesus said believe in the one God sent is the work of God?
你如果觉得你做这个就是神的工的话，你就是错了。
If you think you worked is the work of God, then you're wrong.
耶稣在讲说信神所差来的意思，就是说你若信，这个信心在你里面持续的在你里面，它就会产生一种作用。
If you continuously believe in the one God sent,
你就变成在你不知不觉当中，你就会做耶稣想做的事情。
Then you will work what Jesus wants you to work.
不是你自己计划说我要做这个我要做那个。
Not you plan to work to achieve that kind of thing.
这就是神的良，他的奇妙的地方在这里。
So that's the miracle that Jesus really wants us.
刚才我们的弟兄的见证，他忙他该做的事情。
Because Ricardo's testimony talked about he was busy with his job.
他也可以写出他的行程表出来，他要送多少的食物到那个避难收容所去。
So he make it a ritual like a delivering stuff to the shelter.
如果他的思想里面说，哇，我做这个劳力，我就在做神的工。
So if you're thinking delivering stuff is the work of God,
这就不是神的工。
It's not really the work of God.
但是他是信这位上帝，这位上帝就会引导他做他要做的工。
Because he believed in God, then God sent him to do what God wants him to do.
所以主对他说，你要去为这个人祷告。
That's why God told him to pray.
他很累的，他还是去了。
Even though he was tired, he continued.
他为什么会去呢？
Why he continued?
因为他信。
Because he believed.
那如果说主对他讲话说，这个不是他讲的。
If God said, no, this is not what I said.
他用这样的信就是做神的工。
So belief is the work of God.
做完这样的工的人呢，他不会说我做这个，我做这个，你们看我多有爱心。
So if you do the work of God, you won't think I did it.
他不会有这种感觉的。
So you shouldn't feel this way.
很希望别人来夸奖我。
You don't need to boast.
这个不是做神的工的。
This is not the work of God.
因为是他给我恩典，给我能力，我只要信他。
God gave me grace, give me the ability to do His work.
这就是耶稣说， 信神所差来的就是做神的工。
That's why belief in the one God sent is the work of God.
盼望我们能够听得进去耶稣所讲的话，他讲全部的，我们能够接受全部的。
Hope we can all accept the whole truth given by Jesus.
那我们来看，现在变成重点又移到哪里？就变成耶稣说，那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的真粮。
Now the point should be the true bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and give life to the world.
那现在我们被带领从吃饼得饱到现在这个阶段的时候，我们应该要思想一件事情了。
So once we got filled, so we should think about something.
什么是天上的粮？
So what's the true bread come down from heaven?
世界的要给世生命给世界的真粮是什么？
So, what's the true bread of God given life to the world?
耶稣花多少的时间把这件真理告诉以色列人呢？
So, how much time Jesus spent to tell the Israelite about the truth?
且待下回分解。
So, to be continued.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.